Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. September 1st marks the date oral agricultural land leases renew, extending the conditions agreed to the previous year. SDSU Extension Livestock Business Management Field Specialist Heather Gessner explains.
So your oral lease should have all the components of a written lease, and that's why it's my extreme bias and extreme suggestion to have everybody transition to that written lease. But it'll cover who's renting it, what you're renting, you know, which acres, which sections of ground and those types of things, include the date ranges. They can only be for 1 year, so they automatically renew every year.
Gessner says renewing an oral lease without a conversation before September 1st eliminates the ability to alter the agreement.
So if you thought your rental rate was too low, you're still locked in with that same rental rate. If you wanted to do something different with who controls the weeds or who's in charge of fixing fences, however it ran the last year is how it runs again. So all the same things carry over for one more year.
Ending an oral lease requires a written notice delivered to both parties before September 1st. Despite termination by that date, Gessner states tenants still are allowed access to the property through March 1st, giving them time to harvest, remove bales, or graze corn stalks, for example. Gessner urges landowners and producers to transition rentals to a written lease, reducing miscommunication and misunderstandings while offering some security in the event of unforeseen circumstances. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and search oral leases to learn more.